think you swear that you're gonna keep it. I've got something you need to say. Let's be friends forever. Wanna do everything with you together. Come and play with Kitty and me. Hey, 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 hey. Come, come, kitty, kitty, yes. Celebrate it, pretty, don't go. Kitty, kitty, stay with me. Come, come, kitty, kitty, yes. So silly, silly, don't go. Kitty, kitty, stay. This is Avril Lavigne Has Nothing on Me, a DCU Batman Comicsverse fanfic, written by Brawl Together Now, and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated G and is Gen, featuring the partnership of Tim Drake and Selena Kyle, with additional tags for Alternate Universe, Catlad. Tim Drake is Catlad. Tim Drake is Robin. Based on the concept of Tim's 5-minute retirement, but not actually compliant with it. No continuity. We men like die. Stephanie Brown is Robin, but does not feature. Established Tim Steph, but again. Tim is the actual family adrenaline junkie. Seriously, I don't know why writers are always trying to load that trait on Dick. Cat puns. Summary. Outside forces press Tim into retirement. Selena takes pity. Why are you here, Selena? Retirement is not suiting Timothy Drake well. He's hunched in one corner of his cavernous bedroom like, well, like a scraggly, pissed-off juvenile bird. Selena can't think of a better description for a Robin, honestly. The kid is kidding himself if he thinks this hiatus from the old rooftop dance is going to stick, unwilling or not. The computer screen he's hunched over lights up the pissy planes of his face in flat, bluish-white watercolor strokes. The room is dark, except for the amber glow diffusing from the only uncovered window. Gotham's ambient light pollution strong, even two steps removed from the city proper over here in Richboro Real Estate. And the magnesium glow of the screen. This, Selena figures, is because the brainier kids are, the less they intrinsically know how to take care of themselves. They learn it, hard and slow, in their 20s, when their lives start to fall apart. The gloom makes the tennis court-sized room feel like a cave. I know. Hey, maybe the lights are off on purpose after all. The kid can't go home, but he can make his bedroom feel like it. But Selena's been in the cave a time or two, and the clutter of strange technology, mementos, and stalagmites doesn't feel like this. It feels like a clubhouse full of quiet activity and secrets. Exclusive, safe, and slapdash. It feels like a hug. This curtained-over room is just oppressive. Of course, some, she'll grant only some, let's be realistic, of his sourpuss attitude might be because a known criminal has waltzed onto his property to perch in his window. Here she is, rudely blocking off half his negligible light sources. She obligingly hops down from the frame. He fails to look grateful. Honestly, bats. The only one who knew how to have any fun was Robin One. But that's why she's here. I'm here to take you out on a night in the town, little bird. Wouldn't want you to curl up and die here, only to be discovered as a sad mummy in Superman pajamas when the maid next makes a circuit of your room. He squint glares at her incredulously. Oof, he is having a bad time. Normally, he's at least got a quip for her. She's seen him manage quips concussed, half-drowned, and once, completely covered from toes to cape in blue paint. She thinks his puns actually get better when he has a concussion, which is probably indicative of something. "They're super boy pajamas," he says, in the measured, patiently correcting tone of someone who really wants to throw something. She'll just go ahead and assume that's not because of the pajama comment. It feels like a safe bet. Nobody's at their best being caged.
Yeah, well, try on these pajamas instead, she purrs, and tosses what she brought with her at his face. The matte black fabric smacks him neatly in the kisser, flapping around his head for maximum comedy, then slithers down into his lap. He picks it up, using just the thumb and index fingers of each hand, like he thinks it might fall apart or have contact poison on it. Confirms that it's a black cat suit with big green goggles and little black cat ears. The cat's pajamas, he says. Also, what? There he is, Selena says. I knew your awful sense of humor had to be in there somewhere. It's not awful, it's classic, says Tim. I'm not going thieving with you. Trust me, little bird, it is. Bats aren't who you train with to work your humor muscle. Nightwing's funny. Nightwing's adorable. That makes it seem like he's funny. Tim makes a face. One you'd expect from someone whose older sibling Light you just called adorable. The best name for it would be Bleh. And nobody can learn Batman's style of humor, she continues, grabbing her costume's tail and spinning the tip in a lazy circle while she talks. Because they'd also have to learn his deadpan, and that's an inhuman feat. Go on, put on my gift. I'll turn around. Do you think you have blackmail on me or something? Why would you think I would do this? Selena favors him with a slow, wicked smirk. Don't you miss being out? She says. Tim doesn't move, exactly. It's just his entire body tenses. See? Selena says. I don't need to have anything on you. You'll come for a joyride because you want to. Tim's hands tighten on the catsuit. Is this a plot? Did B upset you? Bless his skeptical little heart. Because whatever it was, I swear his personality is just like that. Selena reaches out and taps him on the nose. He twitches it, but doesn't flinch. You want to know my reason? Selena takes a deep, dramatic breath. I feel bad, she says. It's that simple. I'm worried about you, kid. I was wondering where you were, and after I got the story out of Batman, I thought you might be getting stuck inside your head cooped up in here. I don't have a problem living a normal life, Tim says, hunching his shoulders and curling away from her. The suit is still in his hands. I'm normal. He even manages a little conviction. It is adorable that you still think that. Tim sighs. It's a long, thin sound, like he's letting air out of a birthday balloon. I can't go out, he says. He's staring off into the shadows, not at her. My father, he has too much on me, on us. If he sees I've been out, he'll expose... Yes, yes, he'll rain down holy fire if he sees Robin's been out. One who could be you, not the spoiler. What's he got to think about it if I happen to pick up a mysterious new sidekick? Get it, kid? It's called a loophole. Thieves are good at those. Learn it. Memorize it. You're not training me to be a thief, Selena, he says. But he's smiling, barely. A slight inward press of the mouth. He really is too much like his mentor, in little ways. We'll see, she says, though she's not invested in it. You can't push people ways they don't want to go. That's about her entire life philosophy. She just applies it most obviously to she, herself, and her. But do you get it now? I'm not trying to blackmail you into a spin as a kitten. I'm offering. He inhales through his teeth, eyes on that shadowy distance again. She feels like she can see his brain churning. Doesn't bother trying to guess all the things it's running through. Probably mostly bullshit. Selena suspects he struggles a little with anxiety. Your girlfriend's out wearing your outfit right now, right? She says. That's kind of hot. Selena! Maybe you'll get to flirt with her. It's bat and cat tradition. This tips it for him. Selena unironically loves teenagers. He wavers for another 2 seconds, then jumps out of his computer chair and shakes out the cat suit. I'm not helping you do anything flagrantly immoral, he says, words fast and tumbling over themselves a little. The light in his eyes is the kind that their type of people only get from putting on a mask. He reaches over and stabs the power button on his computer. Selena's pretty sure you're not supposed to do that, the overeager little mite. Anything flagrantly immoral. What would the bat dad say about that adverb? She grins, small and sharp. Good to have you on board, kitten. He groans. That had better not be what you're planning on calling me. Catland? Maybe. Tomcat? Definitely a no. The computer screen brightens blindingly on a shutdown screen, then dies out. She leans over in the suddenly warm, intensified gloom to poke at the suit, which he's finally stopped strangling and started examining. Look, I even put a computer in it. I know your style. Clever typist's fingers obligingly feel around and find the hardware in the gloves and belt. This is 3 generations out of date. I'm bringing my own. She purses her lips. Really? The guy I stole it from looked like he knew his stuff. That's disappointing. Tim goes rigid, fingers freezing. Selena sighs. Lawful types. They're determined to be allergic to fun. Relax, kid. It was a real piece of work. Screwing his employees out of pay and buying black market artifacts with it, the whole nine. I did a good thing. Your boss was there and everything. Rolled his eyes at me when I found a big chunk of jewels and pulled a duffel bag out. You know how it is. You can't see his eyes, but you could tell. The kid relaxes minutely. She's not sure if that's because of her explanation, or from her stating that Bat's still his boss. Yeah, you can totally tell. Why was Batman there? The Mark was buying mutant crocodiles as well as valuables. Don't ask me. That's not my end of things. He makes a bratty face. Kid's obviously already feeling better, and they haven't even left his bedroom yet. It's my end of things. Selena raises one eyebrow, though the effect's probably lost in the gloom. But maybe, like a Batman eye roll, it'll have some punch anyway. Do I look like your dad? Am I the type to keep somebody from what they've decided to do? He bites his lip. He knows her, and he knows the answer. No. She claps her hands together. All right, then. Get those pajamas on, my temporary protege. We're hitting the rooftops. Oh, what about Tabby? Sounds like a girl's name, but so does Robin, and that works for you. He tugs the goggles on. As long as they're not hot and tin, And I'll think about it. The end. Reader's notes. Hey, there is construction happening outside, and I guess people are, like, literally bottlenecked directly outside my building, and I have stopped more times to yell things like fuck you and your mother and screw everyone outdoors than you can possibly imagine, because they just keep fucking honking. Hopefully I have managed to record around it, but if not, we will call this ambient Gotham noise. Or whatever. And also, B, reading this, I have been on a miraculous ladybug kick lately, and it gave me the most magical image of Catlad Tim, meaning Chat Noir, and the two of them having a puns, quips, and terrible jokes, cat puns off. I would love it so much. Yeah. And then author's notes. The title is a reference to Hello Kitty, incidentally, which I will neither defend nor apologize for. Which, if you're listening right now, that's the intro-outro music. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day. Meow.